Well, as we speak, the player is coming in with his agent later this week for preliminary talks, and obviously from there, if we agree, then he would have a medical. But as we stand at this moment in time, he's in another country, so he won't be here certainly until later in the week.
What's his contractual situation at the moment?
Well, his last club is a club in Egypt, which is, I think it's pronounced Zamalek. And from what I'm given to understand, he's now actually severed connections with the club, with a cancellation, and therefore he is free to negotiate with another club.
What's drawn you to him then? Because he's been off the radar, certainly on these shores, for a while now.
Well, I think most team managers within the Football League have players, if you like, thrown at them and names thrown at them during the course of a year, and also more so at the end of the season. And I think this is one where, the agent has been in touch. They've been quite excited by the name, I think, and the fact that he may do a good job for Barnsley Football Club.
So it's just preliminary talks, is it, on Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we've obviously spoken with his agent in order to give it a rough idea of what we are, what our finances are, in terms of what we are prepared to offer. And they were happy with that. So, we will then take that up to the next level by speaking with him on Thursday.
And Jacob Mellis, another player you're looking at, yes?
Yeah, Jacob Mellis, we have agreed between him and his agent, a deal here for 2 years. And he's coming in tomorrow to sign the papers.
Because he was a real wow for you last time, wasn't he?
Yes, he played very well for us. I think he's won for, at that time he was about 19, I think, and he's got a couple of years on his back now. And I think, if he reaches his potential, there's no reason why Jacob can't move to a higher level. But, we will get the best out of him here in order for him to do that.
It was Mark Robbins, I think, who signed him, wasn't it? Is he kind of in the Butterfield mould?
Yes, I think so. I think he's a player that, from what I saw when he was here, that he's very comfortable on the ball and is one that likes to go forward. So, it's quite an exciting prospect and, hopefully everything will go well tomorrow.
So to confirm, 2-year deal, he'll hopefully sign that on Tuesday.
That's right, yes.
Yeah. Any other bits and bobs at the moment? Obviously, Jim O'Brien agreed to sign the contract. Will he actually put pen to paper this week?
Yes, he's coming in on Wednesday with his agent, so we'll get that put to bed on Wednesday. And that's another one added to the squad for next year. So, yeah, we're getting near to where we want to be, probably another couple yet, but, we're still looking and the lists are out. Over the course of the next few days now, the list will be coming out because we're at the deadline day tomorrow for players to make up their minds what they want to do.